tell you this, I was very unhappy about it.
President Trump Tuesday night reacting to Israel's targeting of Hamas leaders with a strike in Qatar.
Very unhappy about every aspect, and we got to get the hostages back. But I was very unhappy about the way that went down.
The U.S. was given advance notice, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says,
Israel acted wholly independently, and we take full responsibility for this action.
Hamas says its top leaders survived the attack, but five lower-level members were killed. They were reportedly meeting to discuss the latest U.S. ceasefire proposal. Qatar's been serving as a mediator, but Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani says,
when it comes to the current talks, I don't think there is something valid right now while after we're seeing such an attack happening like this.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from PodSave the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.